Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Neverland Podcast 004.
Up to Neverland!
Take a start of the right and stay on till morning. Neverland!
Good morning, Neverland!
All right, grab your nearest pixie, sprinkle a little bit, have some happy thoughts, and we're off to Neverland again. Well, I have now made it to a fourth show, who would have thought, and I'm still going to talk about Christmas. But we're going to have some couple of movie reviews, because somebody was supposed to be on the show last week, and I really didn't have time, so with me today is Heather. Say hello.
Hello.
Heather gets to be on the show again.
Yay!
Oh, well, that was delayed.
I don't know what I was supposed to do.
Well, I thought you'd be happy about being on the show again. So, but anyways, this is the Neverland Podcast, and I'm your host, as always, Jeremy, and of course, Heather gets to come along for the ride today. We're going to do something kind of different. I figured at some points there are movies that I would say would be appropriate for reliving our childhood in some fashion, or just the big kid and you will love this movie, and that's kind of a lot of the movies we go see, really. Most of the time. Nodding your head does not show up in a podcast. She did. She just nodded her head in agreement when I looked at her. Oh, isn't she adorable? But anyway, so we actually, over Christmas holiday, we went to go see two movies. So what were those two movies?
Well, we went to go see The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug, and Saving Mr. Banks.
Yep. And feel free to speak up a little louder. Go ahead. I want people to hear you. So, all right, so we'll start with our kind of review of The Hobbit. How this fits as being a childhood sort of thing is, I think most of us when we were younger did probably read The Hobbit, if not on our own, then at school. So I will say I did like the movie. I have liked both Hobbit movies. They were good movies. I was a little underwhelmed with the first one because I didn't need to see Frodo going to the mailbox and things like that. There was some stuff they added that really didn't fit to me, and so I was kind of afraid this time it was going to be more of the same because really the commercials, and you know this, I'd sit there in commercials, she was getting excited, and I was sitting there going, I haven't seen anything that actually looks like it's from any of the story of The Hobbit yet. There's like three clips, but you really, really wanted to go, and so I said, okay, well, I will take you, we will go. And pretty much was underwhelmed again. It's still a good movie, but there was a lot of stuff they cut from the books that's actually some really fun parts, and I don't want to give any spoilers, but at the same time that they cut some stuff that's really a lot of fun, they added three times as much, and so it begs the question, really, if you were going to add a bunch of stuff, why not just keep what you did have and then add some things? And then, you know, kind of make a new story out of it if you wanted to, but really, to me, the title character of The Hobbit, of Bilbo, seems to almost like an afterthought in this one. What do you think?
Well, I know, like you had said, there were a couple of scenes that, from reading the book, I was really wanting to see, and see it come alive on the screen, and was disappointed a little bit because they did not do it like the book, or they kind of skimmed over those parts that would have been, you know, some moments of levity and some moments that were, you know, memorable for us, the readers. And then added, you know, some fight scenes and things like that that weren't really as important to move the plot along.
Yeah, kind of flesh out maybe some details more instead of adding new plot lines altogether, which was really unnecessary. I mean, we are dealing with The Hobbit was a children's book, and it's very lighthearted and very much fun. And the first one, I think, still had some of the fun and the humor, but this one, it seemed to lose some of the humor. There was no, for those of you who've read the book, there was no Addercup chase or anything of the fun of that scene. It was just, aha, we're going to fight the spiders, ta-da! And then here come the elves, you know. Not to say that this was not an enjoyable movie. If you've never read the book, I'm sure you're going to have a good time. And if you're sticklers like us that we like the books, then you'd probably be fussy like we are. But, you know, not to say we didn't like the movie. It's still a good movie, and it's worth going to.
It's fun. It's a fun viewing, and there were some things that they did add a little bit of a romance and things that was not in the book, but it was.
Yeah, they added a character just for to have a romance to make more of a character out of somebody who wasn't more than a side character in the book.
And it was nice to see that. It was fun for the movie and moved the movie along. But if you read the books and there were things that you were excited to see have happen, might be a little disappointed.
Yeah. They did a great job with Smaug, though, and the first scene here with him talking to Bilbo was great. Mm-hmm. They did go extended. They did want to, you know, I guess, add a bunch of stuff, which was fine, where the dwarves actually did make an attempt to kill Smaug and fail. Instead of, like, in the book, they just kind of, they were very dependent upon Bilbo, like, oh, hey, go grab this, and no, that's not it. Try again, you know. And then when Smaug leaves because he's just, you know, frustrated and goes after the village, they come in and they go, hey, the dragon left. He might come back eventually, but look, we can find the Arkenstone and all that stuff. So, but overall, yeah, go ahead and see The Hobbit, but, you know, don't look for too much of the book.
Just go and enjoy it.
Just go and enjoy it. It is fun.
Yep.
All right, so the second movie we saw was Saving Mr. Banks. Now, this is not something really in your childhood that you can take your kid to, because your kids are not going to be able to really get up with this one. They're going to be bored, probably, maybe. But the reason why this is good for this is because in our childhood, that's probably one of our, you know, if not your favorite when you're a child, it becomes a favorite as you grow up and you learn to appreciate it more. But it's pretty much about getting the rights to Mary Poppins. And it's neat to kind of learn about the author of Mary Poppins. And because if you're a Disney fan, kind of like I am, you already know she was kind of grumpy and she was a stickler for a lot of things, but it's neat to see a movie that shows why she was that way and what she, you know, really, because apparently she was really hard to read in real life, but when you learn a little bit about her past and her story, you kind of get why she is kind of the way she is about things. But it was very, very fascinating look. As much as they kind of made a big deal of, oh, look, Tom Hanks is playing Walt Disney, it's not about Walt Disney. This is about P.L. Travers, played very wonderfully by Emma
Thompson.
Thank you. I had a bunch of different last names come through my head, and none of them were right. This was very good. It has some moments of a little bit of levity, and it is fun watching some of the details. If you've heard in the stories of the making of it, like I have, it's fun watching it kind of brought to life. And a lot of effort was put in to kind of recreate the old Disney studios and the look of things, and to try to be accurate. And you get to see a lot of, like, I think some actual copies of drawings when they were coming up with costumes and how characters should look. And it was really a lot of fun. But keep in mind, this is not a documentary, so it is dramatized, but it's a very good story, and I know you liked it because you cried.
Yeah, it was very dramatic, especially with there towards the end when she was having, you know, breakthrough with working with the Disney guys, and then as you're going along with the story, not to give any spoilers, and it's not really a spoiler, but there's lots of flashbacks to her past and to her family and things like that, and so that also comes to a climax as you get closer to the end of them resolving and giving the rights over to Disney and finishing up, you know, the planning for the movie. And I probably cried for like the last third of the story because everything was so emotional and that kind of stuff. But I tend to gauge a movie. If it makes me cry, it's usually a pretty good movie.
Unless it's this movie is so awful, I'm going to cry. So, but yeah, it's usually pretty good. When she gets all involved and emotionally involved, you know it's a good movie. So, but yes, definitely go see that. You know, it's not really something your kids are going to enjoy, but you know, it's a good couples movie. You know, go out, have a date night movie, and just enjoy. Okay, well, without further ado, the theme of today's show is actually the 12 days of Christmas, because this is kind of an extended weekend. Christmas was technically on Wednesday, but if you want to count 12 days, then I get to add at least another week on to celebrate and have some fun. So I picked my next topic as being the 12 Days of Christmas and various different incarnations, and a lot of them are parodies, and a lot of them are fun. Are you looking forward to this?
Yeah.
Okay. Glad you're with me on this. she's just very simple word. She just loves to smile, and you know she's happy. So you have to keep up with me somehow. But anyways, so now this first thing I'm going to play, I have some fun memories of this one. My grandmother, and I've mentioned this before, had a record of this. I figure if we're going to play a thing about the 12 Days of Christmas, we have to hear the normal version at first. And in order to hear it the normal way, well, we got to hear it the fun way, Neverland style, and hear the Muppets sing it. And I always remember this track from that record. And all the Muppets are here. Fozzie, Miss Piggy, the taxi driver guy. Do you remember his name?
I thought he was just the janitor.
Well, yeah.
He doubled as a taxi driver.
Yeah, he was a taxi driver. I remember a taxi driver because in the Muppet Caper, he was driving a taxi. But he was the janitor. I can't think of his name. But he is in here. And even Lou, the fish throwing guy, has got a thing. So, all right, but anyways, let's hear it.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French hens,
two turtle doves
and a partridge in a pear tree.
The fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four calling birds,
three French hens, two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five gold rings,
four calling birds,
three French hens, two
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me six geese a-laying,
five gold rings,
four calling birds,
three French hens, two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
five gold rings,
four calling birds,
three French hens, two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me maids a-milking,
seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
five gold rings,
four calling birds,
three French hens, two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
Swans are swimming,
six geese a-laying,
five gold rings, ba-dum-bum-bum,
four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me ten lords a-leaping,
nine ladies dancing,
eight maids a-milking,
7 swans are swimming,
6 geese are laying,
5 gold rings, bum bum bum,
4 calling birds,
3 French hens,
2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 11 pipers piping,
10 lords a leaping,
7 swans are swimming,
6 geese are laying,
5 gold rings,
ba-dum, bum, bum,
4 calling birds,
3 French hens,
2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 drummers drumming,
11 pipers piping,
10 lords a leaping,
swimming,
6 geese a laying,
5 gold rings,
ba-dum, bum, bum,
4 calling birds, 3 French hens,
2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
Okay, I absolutely love that, and now it's time to turn a corner, and now we were kind of fairly serious. They sung it straight out, right? So now we're going to sing it the wrong way. And so this first one
is the 12 Pains of Christmas. And I remember hearing this one as a kid on the radio and just thought it was hilarious. It is a little PG if you've got kids listening. So if you really would like to, you can fast forward about 3.5 minutes. But it's not really that bad. Anyway, the 12 Pains of Christmas.
Yep, by the Bob Rivers Comedy Group.
The first thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me is finding a Christmas tree. The second thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The third thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
hangovers, rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The fourth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
sending Christmas cards,
hangovers,
rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The fifth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me, 5 months of bills,
sending Christmas cards,
hangovers,
rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The sixth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
facing my in-laws,
5 months of bills.
I hate those Christmas cards,
hangovers,
rigging up these lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The seventh thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
Salvation Army,
facing my in-laws,
5 months of bills,
sending Christmas cards,
oh geez,
I'm trying to rig up these lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The eighth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
I'm a transformer for Christmas,
charities, and what do you mean you're in-laws,
5 months of bills.
Making out these cards.
Edith, get me up here, huh?
Well, we have no extension cords!
Finding a Christmas tree. The ninth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
finding parking spaces.
Daddy, I want some candy!
Donations! Facing my in-laws,
5 months of bills,
writing out those Christmas cards,
hangovers.
Now why the hell are they blinking?
And finding a Christmas tree. The tenth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
battery's not included,
no parking spaces,
buy me something,
get a job, you bum, facing the in-laws,
5 months of bills,
yo-ho, sending Christmas cards,
oh jeez, look at this,
one light goes out, they all go out,
and finding a Christmas tree. The 11th thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
stale TV special,
battery's not included,
no parking spaces,
oh my god, the bathroom,
charities, she's a witch, I hate her,
5 months of bills.
Oh, I don't even know half
these people?
Who's got the toilet paper?
Get a flashlight and blow a fuse!
And finding a Christmas tree. The 12th thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Singing Christmas carols.
Still TV special.
Batteries not included.
No parking.
Charities.
Gotta make them dinner.
5 months of bills.
I'm not sending them, Mr. Esther.
Shut up, you.
Fine, you're so smart, you ring up the lights.
And finding a Christmas tree.
Okay, see, that one's always a lot of fun. My mother absolutely hated that. Although, it does remind me of my parents with the, "You're so smart, you rig up the lights." That's kind of how my parents sounded. So, I could relate to that. Okay, now, since we did something, you know, slightly PG, because I think there's a minor swear, and there's, of course, hangovers in there. Let's really shift gears in something that's probably maybe a lot of people haven't gotten to hear before, but I absolutely love this, and a lot of these dishes I had never heard of before, so I felt cultural after I first heard this song, but this is the 8 Polish Christmas food items, dishes, I think they call it, Polish food dishes, that I bring to the party. It's from VeggieTales, of all things, so it's really a lot of fun. It's a lot of different Polish foods, and after you hear the song, you're going to find yourself at the supermarket and finding these foods in the frozen food section and say, "I wonder what those taste like," and actually get curious enough, although we have yet to try any of these things. One of these days, we're going to have to
pierogies.
Do it. When did you have a pierogi?
We've had pierogies.
We had pierogies?
Yes, we had pierogies.
When did we have pierogies?
Long time ago.
You okay. Apparently not. All right, but yes. So here it is. It's some VeggieTales with the 8 Polish Christmas dishes. Yeah, that he brought to the party.
What I bring you? What I bring you? I tell you what I bring you. The first Polish Christmas dish I bring to the party: a burnt potato top with dill weed. The second Polish Christmas dish I bring to the party: 2 steamed pierogies.
What's a pierogi?
It's a dough wrapped around meat.
Oh!
And a boiled potato top with dill weed. The third Polish Christmas dish I bring to the party: 3 simmered gwomkis.
What's a gwomki?
It's a cabbage wrapped around meat.
Oh!
Steamed pierogies and a boiled potato top with dill weed. The fourth Polish Christmas dish I bring to the party: 4 baked paprikas.
Now, what is a paprika?
It's a bell pepper stuffed with meat.
I see.
3 simmered gwomki,
2 steamed pierogies, and a boiled potato top with dill weed. The fifth Polish Christmas dish I bring to the party: 5 smoked kielbasa. It's pretty much just meat.
Oh. 4 baked paprikas,
3 simmered gwomki,
2 steamed pierogies, and a boiled potato top with dill weed. The sixth Polish Christmas dish I bring to the party: 6 fried huschikis.
Let me guess, something in the meat family?
Actually, it's a delightful pastry with a thin flaky crust.
Oh! 5 smoked kielbasas! 4 baked paprikas,
3 simmered gwomki,
2 steamed pierogies, and a boiled potato top with dill weed. Seven Polish Christmas dish I bring to the party: 7 pity prunes.
I don't like prunes.
With this food, you'll need them, son.
Oh, is that right?
6 fried huschikis.
5 smoked kielbasas. 4 baked paprikas.
3 simmered gwomki, 2 steamed pierogies,
and a boiled potato top with dill weed. Polish Christmas dish I bring to the party: 8 poppy seed cakes.
Poppy.
I'm feeling
No place like home.
7
6
fright who's cheeky's
Our next song is The 12 Gifts of Christmas, where this is about the silly gifts that you get and kind of white elephant style. And it's just kind of funny because as I listen to these, I kind of think about the funny little gifts that I've gotten in the past that you just kind of got to love.
Yeah. It's by Alan Sherman.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a Japanese transistor radio.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
green polka dot pajamas
and a Japanese transistor radio.
It's a Nakashima.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a calendar book with the name of my insurance man.
Green polka dot pajamas and a Japanese transistor radio.
It's the Mark IV model. That's the one that's discontinued.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a simulated alligator wallet,
a calendar book with the name of my insurance man,
green polka dot pajamas,
and a Japanese transistor radio.
And it comes in a leatherette case with holes in it so you could listen right through the case.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a statue of a lady with a clock where her stomach ought to be.
A simulated alligator wallet, a calendar book with the name of my insurance man,
green polka dot pajamas,
and a Japanese transistor radio.
And it has a wire with a thing on one end that you could stick in your ear and a thing on the other end that you can't stick anywhere because it's bent.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a hammered aluminum nutcracker and all that other stuff,
and a Japanese transistor radio. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a pink satin pillow that says San Diego with fringe all around it and all that other stuff,
and a Japanese transistor radio. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
an indoor plastic bird bath,
all that other stuff,
and a Japanese transistor radio.
On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a pair of teakwood shower clocks
and a Japanese transistor radio. On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a chromium combination manicure scissors and cigarette lighter
and a Japanese transistor radio. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
an automatic vegetable slicer that works when you see it on television but not when you get it home.
And a Japanese transistor radio.
On the 12th day of Christmas, although it may seem strange, on the 12th day of Christmas, I'm going to exchange an automatic vegetable slicer that works when you see it on television but not when you get it home,
chromium combination manicure scissors and cigarette lighter,
pair of teakwood shower clocks,
indoor plastic bird bath,
a pink satin pillow that says San Diego with fringe all around it,
hammered aluminum nutcracker,
statue of a lady with a clock where her stomach ought to be,
simulated alligator wallet,
a calendar book with the name of my insurance man,
green polka dot pajamas,
and a Japanese transistor radio. Merry Christmas, everybody!
While we're on the subject of Christmas gifts, let's move on to a slightly different bunch of gifts, eh?
Eh.
Yeah. So this is probably going to be more fun for our Canadian friends. These two, Bob and Doug McKenzie, that were played by Rick Moranis and Dave Thomas, way back on a Canadian comedy show. This one I'm going to have to rank as a PG for some of their gift ideas here at the beginning. It's still very, very funny. And I guess the only way to explain these characters is they always seem to me like Canadian rednecks, eh?
Yep.
Hey. Yay? Yeah. Okay, all you hose heads, here you go.
Okay, good day. It's a Christmas part of the album, and you can play this at your Christmas parties.
Or to yourself on Christmas Eve if there's nothing else to do.
Good day, eh?
Yeah.
In case you thought, like, I wasn't on this part.
Oh, I guarantee you, you'd be on. Okay, so good day. This is the Christmas part, and we're going to tell you what to get your true love for Christmas.
Look out the window.
Where? What are you doing?
Snow.
What? Oh, head. It's a great white north, and it's snowing because it's Christmas time. Hey, Hoser.
What?
Here's a quiz. Quiz for Doug.
Okay, I have my thinking toque on.
Yeah, right. What are the 12 days of Christmas? Just figure it out, right? Christmas is when?
The 25th.
Right, and what's the 24th? Christmas Eve, right?
That's
so that's
two.
And then what's after that?
Boxing wrestling day.
No,
get Boxing out. Day, yeah.
That's three.
I know.
Then what's after that? Nothing.
New Year's.
Four. And what's...
New Year's Eve?
Five.
Okay.
Where do you get 12?
There's two Saturdays and Sundays in there. That's four. That's nine. And three other days, which I believe are the mystery days.
Oh. Okay, now, this is our Christmas song, in case you don't know what to get somebody for Christmas.
There's lots of ideas in here, so listen and don't get stuck.
Okay.
By the way, that's me on the organ.
Oh, geez.
You start.
Okay. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a beer.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtlenecks
and a beer.
Okay, good.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French toast,
two turtlenecks
and a beer.
Okay, that should be more there, right?
Where? On the
fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 pounds of back bacon,
three French toast,
two turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
See,
you need more.
The fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
three French toast,
two turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
Okay, on the sixth, 2 golden
Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 packs of 2 4,
5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toast,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer in a tree.
Okay.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 packs of smoke.
Nice gift. Oh, 6 packs of 2 4.
5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toast,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer in a tree.
This should just be the 2 days of Christmas. It's too hard for us. Go, Hoser.
Oh, the eighth day of Christmas, true love gave to me
8 comic books,
7 packs of smokes,
6 packs of 2 4 5.
5 golden toes, 4 pounds of back bacon, 3 French toast, 2 turtlenecks, and a beer on the way. Yeah, that beer is empty. Okay, day 12.
Good day, and welcome to day 12.
Yeah. 5
golden toes, 4 pounds of back bacon, 3 French toast, 2 turtlenecks, and a beer in a tree.
Where did you learn to do that?
Albums.
Oh,
so, like, that's our song. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And good day.
Good day, everybody. Happy New Year. Left out?
What?
Donuts. I told you to get me donuts. Either on the 9th day or the 10th day or the 11th day.
The song's over.
But I want...
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Or on the 12th day, you could have gotten me a dozen donuts.
Go on to the stores.
You could have gone down
get some
to,
presents.
Like, a good donut shop where if you buy a dozen, you get another one free. And that has been 13 for the 13 days of Christmas.
Next Christmas, get me a chainsaw.
Take off.
Boy. That song was a beauty. It moved me.
Yeah, I think it ranks up there with Stairway to Heaven.
What?
And for our final
Yeah, it looks like
song,
this is the last one. Isn't that sad?
Well, for some people that maybe be tired of this song, that might be all right.
But these are great. I love these.
Anyway, our last song is Sesame Street's version of the 12 Days of Christmas, which of course includes all of our favorite Muppets from Sesame Street. Back when, you know, there were a lot more variety and Elmo wasn't quite as big as he was. So, yeah.
Elmo was just one of many characters.
Yeah. So, just kind of the monsters that we grew up with singing a 12 Harry Days of
Monster.
Christmas.
I don't even think Harry Monster's on anymore, is it?
I don't know if I've seen Harry like Monster in a long Sesame time. Street. And Cookie Monster still ate cookies.
Well, he still does, but now he has to eat a vegetable with it. So. Oh, but this is going to be great fun. This is one of my favorite ones. It's just adorable, and anything Muppets is great. And so we started with the Muppets, we're ending with Muppets, and that's a good way to do it. I love it. Here we go!
On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me one delicious cookie.
On the second day of Christmas, Elmo's true love sent to him two baby frogs, just what Elmo always wanted.
And one delicious cookie.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love sent to me three footballs,
two baby frogs,
and one delicious cookie.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me four woolly bears,
three footballs,
two baby frogs,
and one delicious cookie.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me five argyle socks,
four woolly bears,
three footballs,
two baby frogs,
and one delicious cookie.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me six rubber duckies,
five argyle socks,
four woolly bears,
three footballs,
two baby frogs,
and one delicious cookie.
On the seventh day of Christmas, someone sent to me seven rusty trash cans,
six rubber duckies,
five argyle socks,
four woolly bears,
three footballs,
two baby frogs,
and one delicious cookie.
On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me eight counts of counting. Ha ha, I love them all.
Seven rusty trash cans,
six rubber duckies,
five argyle socks,
four woolly bears,
three footballs,
two baby frogs,
and one delicious cookie.
On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 9 pounds of birdseed,
8 counts of counting,
seven rusty trash cans,
six rubber duckies,
five argyle socks,
four woolly bears,
three footballs,
two baby frogs,
and one delicious cookie.
On the 10th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 10 triangles,
9 pounds of birdseed,
8 counts of counting,
7 rusty trash cans,
6 rubber duckies,
5 argyle socks,
4 woolly bears,
3 footballs,
2 baby frogs,
and 1 delicious cookie.
On 11th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 11 broken buildings, 10 triangles,
9 pounds of birdseed,
8 counts of counting,
7 rusty trash cans,
6 rubber duckies,
5 argyle socks,
4 woolly bears,
3 footballs,
2 baby frogs,
and 1 delicious cookie.
Day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 12. Oh, I can't remember. Oh dear.
11 broken buildings,
10 triangles,
9 pounds of birdseed,
8 counts of counting,
7 rusty trash cans,
6 rubber duckies,
5 argyle socks,
4 woolly bears,
3 footballs,
2 baby frogs,
and 1 delicious cookie.
Okay, I am going to throw on one more extra song because this is the last Christmas show I am allowed to do this year. And hopefully next year I'll still be doing this and we'll have some more fun at Christmas because believe me, I have so much more I could play for you. But here is this wonderful, nice little song that pretty much says everything you need to say at the end of Christmas.
When Christmas time is over and presents put away, don't be sad.
There'll be so much to treasure about this Christmas day and the fun we've had.
So many happy feelings to celebrate with you, and oh, the good times hurry by so fast.
But even when it's over, there's something you can do to make Christmas last. Keep Christmas with you all through the year. When Christmas is over, you can keep it near.
Think of this Christmas day when Christmas is far away.
Keep Christmas with you all through the year.
When Christmas is over, save some Christmas cheer.
These precious moments, hold them very dear.
And keep Christmas with you all through the year.
Christmas means the spirit of giving peace and joy to you.
The goodness of loving, the gladness of living,
these are Christmas too. So keep Christmas with you all through the year. When Christmas is over, say some Christmas cheer. These precious moments, hold them very dear. And keep Christmas with you all through the year. Yes, keep Christmas with you.
Okay, well, that's all for this week. So everybody have a happy and wonderful New Year celebration and a great 2014.
Bye. Happy New Year.
Bye-bye. The Neverland Podcast is available on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Do me a quick favor and take a moment to go to Stitcher Radio or to the iTunes store, look up the Neverland Podcast, and write me a quick review and give us a star rating. It does help the algorithm and help a few more people find us. Also, if you would like to share a story or contact the Neverland Podcast, please email me at podcast@neverlandpodcast.com. Also, you can follow us on Twitter at NeverlandPcast. Also, find us on Facebook by simply searching The Neverland Podcast. And also, please do visit the website, NeverlandPodcast.com, where in the show notes you can find links to all the songs that we've played here today. All right, come back next week when we'll begin off our new year with something completely different than what we've done before.
enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.